שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא אין עוד מלבדו, נקרא קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות, נמשיך מציטוט מספר 10, את השיעור יעביר הרב לייטמן בשידור חי מהודו, ניתן לצפות בשידורנו באתר קבלה לעם, ניתן לשאול שם גם שאלות, שאלות נבחרות הקשורות לחומר הנלמד, תשאלנה במהלך השיעור. שיעור בנושא אין עוד מלבדו.
כן, כמו שאנחנו...
Just as we already spoke several times already in the previous lessons, this topic is the central main topic, which includes all its actions, and there's none else besides him, which is a force that rules, but no one but the Creator, who carries out everything, maintains everything, and we need to reveal this. The revelation of the Creator is considered the revelation of there's none else besides Him, that there is no participation on behalf of man. We seemingly only passively, we can't get involved in the actions of the Creator, but rather we can only open ourselves, our sensitivity, to absorb the uniqueness of the Creator in all of reality. This was given to us, that's the gift that He is passing on to us, and wants for the creatures to gradually attain Him, and that attainment is divided then to the attainment in mind and attainment in heart, attainment in the brain, in the heart, the feelings, that goes in accordance with a person. But we will see what else can be other than the attainment in mind and heart in the Creator that we don't attain, that we're not capable of attaining, and are capable of gradually attaining in all those degrees. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida, and those degrees open for us the matter of there's none else besides Him in a more and more inclusive, essential, and deep way. Whole, eternal. That's still before us. In truth, we can say that other than that, there is no other topic. The topic is, there's none else besides Him, and all the rest we engage in our lifetimes, and even in our corporeal lives, also in what we engage in the animal level instinctively, and we, in an intentional manner, wanting to attain this, all those degrees of existence, except for the Creator, that we seemingly are in and want to reveal what is this force, what is this attitude of His towards us. All of that is our lives. This is our whole life. As in any given moment, all the changes in feeling and thought and actions and all that happens is only in order to reveal the Creator to the none else besides Him. And we will continue. Excerpt number 10 from the excerpts of ours, right?
Excerpt number 10, Bala Sulam, letter 18. Therefore, one has no choice but to direct all the present and future moments to be offered and presented to His great name. One who rejects a moment before Him, for it is difficult, displays His folly openly, for all the worlds and all the times are not worthwhile for him, because the light of his face is not clothed in the changing times and occasions, although one's work certainly changes because of them. This is why, thanks to our Holy Father's faith and confidence above reason, have been prepared for us, which one uses in the tougher times, effortlessly and tirelessly.
Nikashuv.
Again. Therefore, one has no choice but to direct all the present and future moments to be offered and presented to His great name. One who rejects a moment before Him, for it is difficult, displays His folly openly. For all the worlds and all the times are not worthwhile for Him, because the light of His face is not clothed in the changing times and occasions, although one's work certainly changes because of them. This is why, thanks to our Holy Fathers, faith and confidence above reason have been prepared for us, which one uses in the tougher times effortlessly and tirelessly.
בלי תורח ובלי לאות.
כן, אנחנו צריכים...
Yes. From here we need to see in all, also in all the other excerpts, to see how we truly feel all the feelings in our lifetime, truly every single moment towards the attainment of His name. There's no else besides Him. And at any given moment, of course, the attainment will be different. And altogether, all those moments and how they connect, how the Creator passes them upon us through the general kli, which is called the neshama, the soul of Adam HaRishon, and each at any given moment receives a different absorption, a different concept for none else besides Him, and that's how we will advance. It's best to not wait until I am reminded of my obligation constantly being as I running after this concept of there's no else besides Him. It's best not to wait until the Creator by some events awakens in me the necessity to turn to Him, but rather on the contrary, I am constantly searching for there's none else besides Him at any given moment of life, even though those moments do not obligate me in this, let's say. I don't feel a necessity in them for drawing the none else besides Him to me, both intellectually or even in my feelings, in my emotions, but rather I must define my attitude in life to start with, as I am constantly in an intentional manner am directed towards none else besides Him. And to the contrary, when I'm thrown from there, I feel a descent, a fall, and immediately return again and again to chase after the feeling and understanding that there's none else besides Him. So that is when it turns out that all my moments in life, all my life, will be directed to the attainment of the Creator, or I could even say to the crowning of the Creator, as I crown Him, because I'm bringing Him a title, a crown upon all my moments in life. For then He truly, in my eyes, is called the King of the world. As it all comes from Him, it's all under His control, and I certainly present, deliver everything to Him. This is what we need to try and do in the relations between us. One will help his friend, and in building the corporeal form of the group and movement in a spiritual manner, so that everything will be as one only, directing us towards the definition of none else besides him at any given moment, both each of us apart and all of us together. Questions?
Rav, he says that a person can reach a state where he does it effortlessly, that he uses the tool or the kli of none else besides him effortlessly.
In faith above reason, it means that a person is already connected to the upper force, which illuminates for him the light of faith, and that's all he wants, meaning to reveal the Creator as the one who rules and dwells upon all his desire. As we can see that in the desire, we see all of reality is revealed in our desire. Desire is that matter, that place where the Creator is revealed as the upper light. He's revealed in the desire, but we reveal him not because it's good for us, for some other need, but other than that, we want to crown him, to bring him contentment, as by this we participate only in an independent way to reveal the Creator, and not so that I will have some profit from this. Rather, as it's written, just like I do it for nothing, you do it for nothing, for free. And that's what we long for. Yes. Meaning, because in the beginning, usually the Creator who is revealed is revealed to a person, and a person feels great discontent. Oh, it's the Creator. It's good for me. Whoa. Thank God I can put all my problems on the upper force. Just like Bala Sulam writes that at least those who believe have some calm from the fact that the Creator is managing the world. But actually, we need to come to a state in which we, to the contrary, want whatever will be. We want to reveal the Creator. We reveal him in the good inclination, that's called the qualities of bestowal. And later in the evil inclination, and even in receiving in order to bestow. Meaning that we work in both your inclinations for the revelation of there's none else besides him. And this is how we advance. Meaning I need to come to a state where it doesn't matter if it's day or night, it doesn't matter in my life. My life is divided to day and night for the revelation of the Creator in order to bestow. It's not that I have a day and night in order to receive. That's why I said that we need to try. We haven't talked about this in the previous lessons, about this topic of there's no one else besides him. We need to attempt to be connected and directed to there's none else besides him in a manner in which I am constantly directed towards this, and if I disconnect, that for me is, like Bala Sulam writes, that disconnection from the Creator is as the greatest punishment possible for a person in his world. So we need in such a way to live, meaning that all our thoughts will be directed, all of them, towards the feeling of the Creator, the search for the Creator, and to be adhered to Him, and so on. Next.
I'm asking whether to be in faith above reason, isn't that always a great effort, where he says that it's done effortlessly?
No, when you attain it, by the organization of the ten, such that I'm concerned through the friends, and the friends are concerned for me, and we are in a great effort, such that it's not us that are maintaining and holding on to. It's called the chest that carries an additional one, where even though it's difficult to carry the tabernacle, but because you're holding it correctly, it's as if it's carrying the additional thing, and it's it that is truly, it's as if it's in the air in Chasadim, and it's not difficult. Faith above reason, the force of Binah, raises a person above, and there is no difficulty in it. Actually, to the contrary, upliftment, and in short, we need, of course, now to give our exertion, and also with that, if we do it, even if we're not quite connected together, but because this nevertheless is where we're connected above and we're not yet connected below, then all our effort of each of ours nevertheless accumulates to the general effort. The Creator assembles all our exertions to one exertion. Later we will succeed to assemble all these excerpts also through our efforts. But that will come, and we will be able to hold on to one another and to get strengthened in such a way that certainly this concept of there's none else besides Him will dwell in us in a permanent, general way, and by that we will strengthen one another. And here we need to understand that the ten must show us how much this mutual concern between us and the ten gives each and every one of us the same confidence that one can be in there's none else besides Him and not fall from that concept, from that chase after defining that there's none else besides Him. More than that, we don't need anything else in life. Altogether, that is the whole of the correction of the soul. Yes, because it's shattered, and because it's broken, we can, in our efforts, come to the connection of the Kli, such that this puzzle, this composition that we're collecting together, there's no other action that there is after the shattering of the Kli. This is the essence of the correction of the Kli. Please.
What's the difference between attaining the Creator within reason and attaining the Creator in the heart?
You can divide it simply. This is in the mind and this is in the heart. In the mind we can talk even without the attainment of the heart, or in the mind we can talk after the heart attains, and then we deepen in the attainment of the heart emotionally with the intellectual brain. And then there's mind and heart, as we by that truly break down the topic and compose the topic such that by these actions we come to his attainment. That's how the Creator arranged it for us, through the mind and heart. He could have probably arranged it differently, but we can't depict any other way because we're constructed such way under that framework of the mind and heart, the feeling and the attainment, which support one another. We don't yet understand what really is feeling and attainment. We can't yet work with those two kelim. But it will come. It depends on the combination of Malchut and Bina. We will start deepening in there's none else besides him, and that will lead us to the study of the whole mechanism of attainment of there's none else besides him. And that is where we will already know what is considered mind and heart. Next.
How to be in this constant search of none else besides him?
Certainly by us talking here, by a person constantly listening to lessons on this and excerpts, by the friends helping him. And this needs to be the topic, the central subject matter that we're, everything we engage in, we need to now see that there's none else besides him is the topic. And all the rest must somehow be connected to that. Whatever doesn't belong to the attainment of there's none else besides him does not need to be in us, in our lives. It's truly so. So we can start to connect, why am I living? Why am I doing every action? For what is what happening to me happening to me? All together, everything is for the revelation of there's none else besides him, for the revelation of the Creator. Because altogether, the creation is existent on his behalf just for that. And also on our behalf, we need to direct our lives. As he says, all our life needs to be directed just for that. This is why we must arrange on our behalf all kinds of supporters that will be in this. And then you will see how life cascades in such a way that the upper force throws you in all sorts of directions, and what he passes you through in life, and he just doesn't leave you anything, any free choice in anything, no free action, but only so that you will connect all those moments to him.
What can I do if I'm not impressed with all of these actions, these supporters? I just go through it like a beast. It doesn't connect me to Enod Milvado.
It's not important whether you are impressed by your actions or not. But rather what's important is that at the time that, at that specific time, you somewhat try to aim yourself towards that. Even to be in thought without any proof, any results, as you think that everything stems and comes from the Creator. There's none else besides him. Like to differentiate with people in the street. everyone says, oh, thank God, if God willing. You've heard such statements. So you also say that. God willing, if the Creator would will so, and all those traditions we have in Judaism in a folk manner, and also the rest of the religions, it's the same thing. The Creator, through all the rest of the religions, which is also, of course, there's none else besides Him in these things, defines that, the closening towards Him in all kinds of manners. And even if He's not impressed, nevertheless, like I spoke today, we try not just to know that there is such a concept. For us, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, this must be the essence of every given moment in life. And we've already come to a state in which we must do that. This is why we have to decide this with force upon all kinds of actions, exercises, deeds, that I am more and more immersed in there's none else besides Him. And then we will see that we'll see what it means there's none else besides Him. I'm looking for Him as a feeling. I'm looking for Him as my understanding. I am looking from this for confidence, joy, strength that I can use. What do I actually want from this concept, there's none else besides Him? Altogether, it's a given thing. So there's air. Well, so we have to be connected to it. What's next? But after me approaching the decision that there's none else besides Him, I must do some kind of actions. The actions in determining that there's none else besides Him is in the group. When I come to connection between us in the ten, in there's none else besides Him to the first degree of ours in the connection between us, then we determine that we will reach the nefesh in the neshama of the soul. That's it already. And then ruach, the whole non-chai, and thus in all the 125 degrees, it's already not a great thing. It's before us. The main thing is to enter. Like Baal HaSulam says, that first entrance into that first degree is the main thing. So that's why, by us determining there's none else besides Him in the ten, and then the will to receive, which grows between us in, until we reach a state of wanting to kill one another, and we overcome that to the great attainments of there's none else besides Him, as we will see the Creator dwelling in the whole integral Kli and connecting everyone, filling everyone with His unification, and we delight in the glamour of divinity. This is considered that we are disconnected from one another. We're also connected to one another, and the connection we do is not adhering us in return to not having a difference between us. There actually is a difference between us, and it's greater and greater in all the 125 degrees. The will to receive grows between us, and the gap between us grows. The system becomes broader and broader, and we, upon that, above that, connect the connection of love between us to Him. As there's none else besides Him, and in there's none else besides Him, we already attribute our feeling and mind to all, not the crimes and not all the problems and the threats and everything that it brings to us. We attribute it with love, that love will cover all transgressions. That's how we advance. Meaning our advancement in this concept is already in the 10.
This is what I wanted to ask about. Sounds like everyone works on their own individual Nanels besides him. So where is the collective Nanels besides him of the 10?
They don't have a deficiency for it yet. It's still each revealing there's Nanels besides him in his efforts. He doesn't yet feel in that the others. He doesn't feel that there's Nanels besides him is revealed as some personal salvation for him or a purpose, a personal purpose, but it's not yet attributed with the collective to the group, and that still is missing, meaning that we are still seeking there's no else besides him personally. We are not yet directed exactly to the Creator. We are not turning to him through Havaya in order to reveal him. It will come.
How can you hasten this transition?
Only out of a necessity and feeling that we are in the searching of there's no else besides him individually, and by that you have a deficiency. It's still that deficiency is not felt. That's why I don't think that it's worthwhile to exert in that in us or enter that. Please.
Is there a reason or a meaning to the use of the concept none else, meaning that it's a negative form as opposed to besides him?
Yes, certainly. That's how we reach it. At first, we think that there are many sources, that this corporeality that we live in, that we experience, is presenting to us many sources of incidents and events that define our life in everything. And then I depend my future, my life, on everything I have and what's in my world. Still vegetative, animal, and speaking, and the main thing is that degree of man, the speaking. There are many people, thousands of cases in which this still determines my life from morning till night. Therefore, all my work is to try and be connected to those people. Only in that which my obligation is in being in the human society. And all the rest, above that, aim myself to the upper force, as it presents to me corporeality and the opportunity on my behalf to attain him through corporeality specifically. So it turns out that upon all the corporeal cases, I try to be directed to there's none else besides him in an internal manner. Next.
Still, why none else instead of saying only he or something like that?
Because we reach there's none else besides him by us saying there isn't all those cases, all those places that define my life do not exist, but behind them stands none else besides him. One force, one thought, one intention, one goal, one source in short. Hence, I'm coming from the negation of the Creator. Therefore, there's none else besides him. And that's the way of our approach. Why is that? Because we operate from a shattered kli. And in a shattered kli, each and every part doesn't operate like the others. That's why it stands out seemingly as it bestows to me, and it bestows to me, and it bestows to me. And by the Creator operating through those kelim that are disconnected between them, by this I see endless sources of influences upon myself. And I correlate everything to those influences and different sources. And upon people, incidents, natural sources, specifically from the shattering. And from the shattering, I come to the fact that there is one force, and the fact that there's none else besides him. Through my effort, I need to reach the determination of that state. And nevertheless, I want to continue. I want to continue. We are probably having problems with audio.
עכשיו שומעים.
טוב.
Okay. And nevertheless, like I wanted to say to Mr. 11th Battalion, that we can approach, as he says, and it's already now, already today, as we are going not from a negative manner, but from a positive way towards this concept, to this revelation of there's no else besides him. How? By us constantly being aimed towards this, and specifically the disconnection from there's no else besides him, we receive as the only problem that can happen to us in life. Nothing but that, for me, is not important. Only the disconnect for even one moment of there's none else besides him, for me, is a greater punishment, as Baruch Shalom says. This is why we should start determining from today onwards that we are constantly hold on to one another and are in there's none else besides him operates on us, and only from it you will see how much this will bring us success in a leap, a success in all our actions and our path. This is considered that we have entered the right path that brings us directly to the purpose of life, the purpose of life. If we want to determine every moment that there's none else besides him, and the disconnect from that we receive as a great punishment. Let's go.
Rob, you said that disconnecting from the to be disconnected from the Creator is the greatest punishment. What? It's something that I have to believe or do something artificially.
Where is it written? He should look for it real quick. What is he asking?
In the article, Leila Kala, Zohar La'am, the bride's night, the night of the bride, a person feels bad because he denies the existence of the Creator, and this is the greatest punishment that he can, that there is.
Yes. Right. So you can see what he writes here. We need to come to a state in which every problem that will come, and only problems will come, we will be able to cover them with there's no else besides him in order to cover every problem with there's no else besides him in understanding and attainment and the feeling of perfection. And by that, we will have a great pleasure in revealing every problem as pleasure. That's how it is. On those two extremes, we will go together. That's how it's constructed. This is why whoever goes with his eyes open and accepts all these things as that are being revealed as in order to cover them with there's no one else besides him, has no problem. And it could be that the world seems like he is poor thing and this work is somehow covering him and there's no one else besides him, and it's on one hand covering him with pleasure and impression and the revelation of the Creator as love covers all transgressions. He says that these are his transgressions, but he sees the lover, the love that is covering those transgressions. And that's why you cannot attain anything within the shattering, and only there we need to define between them in the middle line, where the middle line is not inclined both nor to the good nor to the bad, but rather I am aimed at bringing contentment to the Creator, not in my vessels of reception, not in my vessels of bestowal. I don't attribute them in each of them or in either one of them any importance, but rather the importance I attribute only to bringing contentment to the Creator above all of that. Please.
What's the most useful thing in order to direct the friends at none else besides him?
By you reading many times the excerpts of Bala Sulam, also sometimes you can hear my explanation and also compose somewhat your own explanations, but they shouldn't deviate from what we're learning here, nevertheless. The main thing is the practical work. As for you to learn some sentence by heart won't help at all. But to the extent in which you every given moment can define upon everything that's happening to you that you're connected through all those cases that the Creator has set up for you in life, that it comes from him and is helping you be in adhesion to him and in gratitude for sending you that case and for bringing you closer to him above that incident. Meaning, as much as the incident disconnects a person from there's no else besides him, to that extent, how much a person can define above that a connection to there's no one else besides him. And then as much as that connection can be personal on behalf of a person can already or is not capable of defining it and determining it personally, but rather only in the group. And here already it begins the serious work, as in the connection to the group in running after there's none else besides him, we attain the kli that he starts to reveal with force. As we connect to one another together to decide and determine that there's none else besides him, then our troubles won't be troubles. They will be otiyot, letters of work, and that will be according to the general common trouble as the Creator's awakening. And that's upon which we will want to reveal him. Yes, that will be also the problem and also the covering of that problem, that we are going to reveal him and bring him contentment. And not to turn off the problem, but rather, to the contrary, emphasize it as much as possible more in order to have the advantage of light out of darkness. The more varied and deep the problem, more deep and threatening, accordingly, we will feel the uniqueness of the Creator, the greatness of the Creator, all the manners in his qualities. And that's when we will attain the quality of bestowal. That we still attain the degree of Bina, but later there's already more work in receiving in order to bestow, which we will talk about later. We have more, another stage. That's it. Please, more.
To continue the question, why is this called punishment? We're saying that the light excels the darkness, from the darkness, and we learned that Torah comes from Zion. So why is the disconnection a punishment? How can we use it not as a punishment?
Disconnect is called a punishment. We're talking about the disconnect, that a person stops feeling, stops understanding that he's in the world of the Creator. That's the great punishment, because it's like the Creator is throwing him outside of the circle where a person inside that circle, he felt the presence of the Creator, as there's some kind of lamp that is illuminating and you're standing in that circle of its light. And then you can see where it comes from and why and how. But if there's no such light, there's no circle, you're in darkness. You don't see or feel. And you feel that life was given by chance to, just like that, to be a cruel thing. And there's no need nor goal or reason for the state. This is called the greatest punishment of all. And not from you already starting to be suffering and etc., but by you advancing. The punishment is not considered that a person is disconnected from the Creator to the extent in which he's a beast, like regular people that are all similar to beasts. But rather, the punishment is considered that he feels that he doesn't have what to grip onto in his work in general. But he still understands that there is work here. Otherwise, he won't know it's a punishment. It's just like that. Regular life, he felt the beastliness, and that's it, we're done. And that's why reward and punishment is towards a person who's in this work.
Searching for none else besides him. This constant search, with an attitude of everything's one, that you're going to dissolve in everyone and to correct everyone and everything, does this approach or attitude cancel one's sense of self, like we talked about before, where everyone searches?
No. It doesn't cancel any individual in a person, because specifically by a person determining his attitude in the ten, he discovers the Havaya. Without that, he doesn't discover Havaya. He just discovers his point, that he's dependent on the upper force, and that revelation is a revelation that each time he disconnects and comes, he can't be in a permanent connection. This is why only through the ten he determines the connection, because it's as he's connecting a cable or a wire to the supply source and can feel the connection between him and the friends, and to direct him even in the reception of a certain type of connection, the lights of Naran Chai, etc. Meaning only by a person nullifying in the society, accordingly he merits to govern on his behalf the society, because he is nevertheless the tenth part, and each of those parts determines, and no one bothers the other. We will feel and discover how the ten, in the ten, no one bothers me, but rather adds to the other. So by that, a person is in states that he is constantly in activity and expanding. Alone, he has nothing to expand. What would you ask from the Creator? What would you demand from Him? What would you receive from Him? What could you give Him? You have no connection. You don't have it. It's just like what holds on to that string of life. So it just maintains your corporeal life and gives you, as he writes, it passes you to a place that says, this is your luck, this is your good, put your hand on your good fate and continue. That's it. Beyond that, he can't. All the rest has to do with the work in the group. And without the work in the group, it's all dependent on the person himself. The Creator cannot enter into that because it's belonging to the Kli of the Adam Rishon. And that's why we cannot have the Creator getting involved in that. Why did he shatter it? Here we must have the raising of mana ready from the side of a person.
So in order not to waste time and energy, how should looking for the Creator in the ten, with the ten, be expressed?
We search for him in this connection between us. This needs to be such work, kind of double work, but it's not double. If we place the concept of the Creator as a result of the connection between us, if we say that there's no Creator without a creature, and receive his revelation only as Havaya, then we don't have more than connecting ourselves to that extent in which the type of connection between us, the essence of the connection between us, will bring us the revelation of there's none else besides him. That's Havaya. As the skeleton of the Kli, and the light that is revealed there is the Creator.
So what do you do with the state where probably there's something that happens in all the tents, that there is a complicated situation where some of the friends really invest in the greatness of dissemination, helping society and everything, and they don't necessarily invest in searching for the Creator? How do we create this central state where we gather all of our forces in that direction?
I don't think that what's happening in the 10 is something negative. That all those things that are being revealed in the 10 have a place. And there's no such thing as an incident. And there's no such thing as advancing by those friends upon those friends and so on. Because they appear to me as more successful. It's not so. But rather only by the effort, the common effort of the whole 10, and that is in order to watch over themselves and advance. And it doesn't matter that there are those that don't yet understand, neglect, even disregard. We should try to work with all that is given, because again, we need to discover all the crimes and not run away from them, but upon them try to connect. And if we're not capable, we need to continue in the effort, except for where Rabash says, those who are truly harming the connection, those that are not letting you connect with force. And then we need to get rid of them. And this passes over each and every person at any given moment, at any given time. This is why we shouldn't do it immediately, but check really well whether it's a person that is such that he bothers society. It could be that in such a way he also somewhat helps the society to exist and rise.
No, I mean everyone's successful and everything and heroes. I just meant, how do we channel all of our forces and everything correctly?
In the center of the society and the connection inside the center of the 10, where you want to aim towards revealing the Creator. That's called the connection of the hearts. Please.
Previously you said that being disconnected from the Creator is the punishment. The question is, what's the difference between the punishment of being disconnected from the Creator and a targeted descent? When is it a punishment and when is it a descent?
A descent where I'm still in connection with him, just that he distances from me somewhat, and then I feel that distancing as a certain flirt, as a certain game by which he wants to advance us. It's like he's turning his face backwards as I see that he's distancing, but actually, as he writes there, by this he's inviting me to run after him eternally.
And the punishment?
And the punishment is the disconnect, meaning disconnection is that there is, for the spiritual, isn't already for the spiritual work, but rather for the searching of the Creator, that there's no connection there. So how can it be that I, for the time being, remain in the wisdom of Kabbalah, that I love to study the study of Ten Sefirot, or that I engage in dissemination and I love dissemination, I teach and so on, but I am not in the search after there's none else besides him. It could be somewhat like this, but it comes to that general state where it's such a general darkness where I lose any attitude, any relation to the wisdom of Kabbalah, meaning to the wisdom itself, the corporeal wisdom, and emerge outwards completely. But it could be yes and it could be no. It's not important. I either begin to get confused between the method for attaining of the Creator, which is not by the search for this knowledge besides Him, but through the knowledge of the articles or, well, all kinds of other goals. Yes.
Hello, Rav.
Hello.
How can we advance toward none else besides Him even more?
That's what we talked about, that we need to determine from here on that we are constantly in a personal and collective search for there's none else besides Him. And not come down from that, ever. Ourselves. If the Creator disconnects, that's already something else. But we don't permit ourselves.
But how can we examine? How can I examine that I'm in a true Enod Milvado?
The real none else besides Him that we need to determine is that in the connection between us, in the intensity of the connection between us, we will define the intensity of the Creator will be revealed upon the coarseness that is being revealed between us as we don't want to connect. How we define upon that, above that, nevertheless, the connection and the intensity of the connection, as that is upon the connection between us, is called a masach already. And as we, upon this masach, reveal there's none else besides Him, in an effort above the forces that scare us.
Suppose I got additional ovyut, and I use it towards Enod Milvado, but how can I know that I'm doing it correctly? This is what's unclear.
That will become clear with experience. Just to demand connection in the group, and to determine there the field in which you want to reveal there's no else besides Him in practice. Because just like that, to talk or to feel it personally is no, it's not so big deal. It's possible. Anyone can somehow do that. But to maintain Him in a permanent way, which depends on the group, where each has to care for the others, because he can't maintain himself. A person cannot save himself from the house of bondage, meaning from his ego where he is in. No one can emerge that. But if he's constantly poured by his friends by the rope to get him out of his ego, as he's thinking about himself and depends everything on his own forces, then if he in such a way works giving himself to the friends, and that's how it is with each and every one, it turns out that they, this 10, build the net of connections where the Creator can be revealed, where there's a egoistic will to receive. Upon it, there's the exertion, annulment towards the society, and from that an address to the Creator. And then you have all those layers that need to make a kli that reveals the Creator. Next.
Rav, Elad from Afula is asking, what do you do when in the adhesion to the state of none else besides him, there is a need to awaken a stronger sense of the shattering in order to more strongly adhere to him, a stronger lack?
Again?
What do you do when in the adhesion to Enod Milvado there is a need to awaken a greater chisaron, a greater shattering in order to form a stronger dvekut?
No, we don't build the darkness. That comes from the Creator. We just need to be drawn to the good. Who's that wise guy that doesn't know that rule? Really, we do not awaken the evil. We're just drawn to the good. And God forbid for us to engage in the fact that we will want to only reveal the good. The fact that you're not in this good already, that's already bad. There's nothing more to reveal. And if you look, and what about this old one who's going and looking for it? Then he's searching for the good and the deficiency for the good that he doesn't have. But it's not that he brings himself to the bad. Nevertheless, he's not in crying, he's in joy. We need to scrutinize that. There are several things here that need to be discerned. Do you guys want to continue, or do you want to move to something else?
We can continue.
If you want the next excerpt, please.
Baal HaSulam, excerpt number 11, letter 18. Therefore, one who assumes the complete burden of the kingdom of heaven finds no labor in worshiping the Creator and can therefore adhere to the Creator day and night, in light and in darkness. The rain which is created in coming and going, changes and exchanges, will not stop him, since the Keto, which is En Sof, illuminates to all completely equally. The fool who walks under a flood of preventions that pour on him from before and from behind says to all that he does not feel the cessation and the lack of dvikut, adhesion, as a corruption or iniquity on his part. Had he sensed it, he would certainly have strained to find some tactic to at least be saved from the cessation of dvikut, whether more or less. This tactic has never been denied of anyone who sought it, either as in the thought of faith, or as in confidence, or as in pleas of his prayer, which are suitable for a person specifically in the narrow and pressured places. For even a thief in hiding calls on the Creator. For this reason, it does not require Mochin de Gedlut to keep the branch from cutting from its root.
Meaning, in short, we could read it a few more times, but a person doesn't need the search in any state, in any other state other than how he is, and to reveal in the state that he's in the Creator that was given to him. And he shouldn't say that there are preventions, but rather to the contrary, that there are opportunities here. And each and every moment that we feel in life, livelihood, or even the tip of the rope to hold on to the Creator, that's an excellent moment, as it's revealed from the shattering of Adam Rishon. And then I can truly be in the right kli. I just need to relate correctly to what's happening. And I'm already in the right work. This is why he says that one who accepts upon himself the complete burden of kingdom, that's the problem, to receive, and that's it, what it is at any given moment, finds no labor in the worship being of the Creator, and can therefore adhere to the Creator day and night. And it doesn't matter what state he's passing through, in light or in darkness, and the rain, which is created in coming and going, changes and exchanges, will not stop, since the Keter, which is Ein Sof, illuminates to all completely equally. And this is the one thing that we need to understand. And each just receives personally these things out of his part in Adam HaRishon. As the fool who walks under a flood of preventions that pour on him from before and from behind, and says to all that he does not feel the cessation and the lack of tzvikut as a corruption or iniquity. I mean, we need to discover that there is something to attain, and I need to add every given moment. Because if I feel myself as there, being there, and I am there, and I exist, in short, that I have some I, then from that I can already, from that point, work in order to reach dvikut. As one does not feel the cessation of dvikut or corruption and every iniquity in his part, had he sensed it, as that he's in this corruption, he would certainly have strained to find some tactic to at least be saved from the cessation of dvikut, whether more or less, as this tactic has never been denied of anyone who sought it. If a person truly asks for dvikut, he receives. The question is just, is it dvikut in the Creator or in some the treasure of the king? I don't know what he finds there. Or on the way of the thought of faith, or as in confidence, or as in pleas of prayer, which are suitable for a person specifically in the narrow and pressured places. For even the thief hiding in the calls for the Creator, because even if we're in bad states and we call upon that in those places that are not meant in order to bestow, that are not to receive the force of faith, nevertheless, if we ask, we even advance out of our requests that are not whole. Anyhow, if we depend all of this to the Creator, there's already a certain connection. And this is why there is no requirement for Mochin of Gadlut to keep the branch from cutting from its root. Meaning that at any given place and state, we can turn to the Creator and ask, even the thieves. We shouldn't be ashamed of this, and to say that I'm waiting for the need and the greater and more beautiful opportunity. But to the contrary, the contradiction in all the states brings me a connection, the right connection to the Creator. We need to understand that the Creator doesn't demand anything of us except for the request for help. Otherwise, what do I need to reveal him for? In order to receive assistance from him, and then with that help, we want to crown him. upon all the cases that happen to us. Upon what else? What is the world? The person is called the small world. If I crown the Creator upon everything I feel and discover in mind and heart, that is called that I am actually bringing Him contentment. That there's none else besides Him. This is why all the contradictions, all the corruptions that I discover in the behavior of the Creator with me, or in the picture of my world, is actually in me, so that I will turn to Him and ask to reveal His bestowal, His governance as a whole. Because that's the way I want to bless him specifically. And if I can't bless him yet upon all states, as I don't know them in deep, not in mind nor in heart, not without the feeling, or not with the feeling nor the intention, then I have to ask. Please.
We have an excerpt, short, about what you said in regard to asking help. In the work, when a person, Rabash, what is the prayer for help? And when a person in the work wants to take the path of bestowal and not reception, the sin is that a person does not ask of the Creator to help him defeat the evil. And this is what he asks pardon for. And from this point on, he asks for help.
Again?
In the work, when a person wants to follow the path of bestowal and not reception, the main sin is that a person does not ask of the Creator to help him to defeat the evil. And this is what he asks forgiveness for. And from this point on, he asks for help.
Okay. Next.
Now we can advance toward the next excerpt.
Maybe you want to move to some other topic, because to constantly be on the same topic is difficult. It's very difficult for the friends.
So the friends recommend us to move to Kli Machzik Barcha LeYisrael.
To that, not the Pticha. Okay, so that's it.
We can go to the preface too. No.
Whatever you decide.
And a lot of them go.
They don't want anything.
מי רוצה ללמוד פתיחה? ומי רוצה כלי ברכה? הרוב רוצים פתיחה, רב.
Most of the students want preface, to study the preface.
So please.